Moving on to RFP, award RFP 11-2025 for the design and contract administration for ice rink floor replacement for the Alderman Memorial Arena. Dave, do you have anything else to bring forward, or anybody else have any questions? Questions? Councilor O'Neill.
My question is around how we move forward in this piece of it. So this is hiring the engineer, which is a, you know, rule of thumb, 10% of a project cost, which we do have enough to pay for that, but how are we funding the remainder of this project? And should we be moving ahead with hiring the engineer when we don't know how we're going to fund this project yet?
Thank you. Do you have a response to that, Dave, or not?
I don't know, other than what's been brought to council previously.
Thank you. Councilor Ainsworth.
Thank you, Mayor. Maybe just to reiterate what we've done here is, you know, we passed a motion for staff to find money to pay for this process, and our fundraising committee is going to raise money to pay the township back. That was passed in a motion. We do now, of course, just passed our strategy to do that process for raising money to pay for the project. And I believe staff is going to diligently look for revenues to facilitate the cost for the ice replacement and the contractor. So saying that, I believe we have everything in place. It's a great report from staff. Very great to have it on this timely as it is with the amount of work that probably had to go into it. And, you know, seeing this come with the strategy from the fundraising team is just a nice little package altogether seeing here today. So there is the news there and the information there and how this project's going to be funded.
Thank you. Councilor O'Neill.
I'm still awaiting to see how that plays out for us in budget. The only document that we were provided did outline borrowing that money. And without money in hand, that's our only option, as was outlined in that report. That report, if we take your suggestion, Mayor Logal, and amortize over 20 years, would have us having a 3.45% dedicated increase to our budget this year. That's on top of what I'm hearing from other municipalities, 11% for policing. That's on top of our cost of living and wage increases. That's on top of addressing the road repairs and everything else we are having. So if we're looking at that, how big of a budget increase are we willing as council to accept coming forward in the budget? If whatever we've done and every year to this point, we've been at 6%, are we saying, yeah, we're good with 9.5% this year? Like, I want to see this so that we truly know what we are asking our taxpayers for before we decide what we're going to do.
Go ahead.
May I be excused? I'm not involved in the debate. Are there any more questions, Mayor?
Yes. Are there any more questions? But go ahead, Councilor.
Just to you, Mayor. Not questions, but just some more clarification. You know, staff could end up finding the money for this year.
I think the CAO would rather not be involved in.
No, but I'm just kind of clarifying.
Okay.
Because I understand Councilor O'Neill's concerns, but her concerns if we had to borrow the whole amount. We and sure, right now with the fundraising going on and stuff, we have different avenues of, you know, to say that the development charges are $3.5 million in it. Is that enough to do the whole thing? I don't know. Can we use that whole thing on the arena? I don't know. But I'm saying, you know, with avenues of where we're going and surplus land and stuff that we talked about in the motion, that avenue is there. Just got to let staff do their work and get this done. And in the meantime, in the background, the fundraising committee is funding for the money to pay whatever back we have. So it could be it could be an X amount of dollars to start with for the arena, but they're going to get it back, hopefully in a couple of years. I mean, that's black and white. That's been the process in the last two or three meetings that we've been doing. So, I mean, it's all out there, what we're doing. The strategy is trying to pinpoint for donors so they don't have any questions, and for council and staff to see what the project's doing and how we're going to unfold it all.
Thank you.
So all the information is there, and I don't suspect that we're going to borrow $5 million. I suspect minimum. Parts of that, when it's all said and done. Let's let staff do their work and come up with whatever we deem that we need, and let the fundraising committee do their job.
Well, there's three or four things that have to happen. And I agree that it was something that we've kind of worked towards. You know, you mentioned the properties that we could possibly sell. I know that every time we went to the province before for a project, unless you've got everything laid down and in place, you're not going to get nothing. You're not going to get a commitment from the province unless you've got a plan and are working towards that. And you can't start without doing this basic work. So I understand your concerns, Councillor O'Neill, but I think we have to put our place, know where we're after. We have a know where we can possibly get money, and we're going to move along and do that, in my opinion. Thank you, CAO. Anybody else want to make questions or comments?
I will just make a comment that I cannot support what's happening in front of us until I see the funding plan in front of me on paper.
Thank you. Anybody else have any other comments? I'll read the resolution. The council received report PR202519. Award of RFP 112025, design and contract administration for the ice floor replacement. Haldeman Community Memorial Arena for information, and the council award RFP 112025 to Barry Bryan Associates for $78,000 plus HST, and that a bylaw be brought forward for consideration to authorize the mayor and clerk to enter into an agreement with Barry Bryan Associates for RFP 112025. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved by Councilor Ainsworth, seconded by Deputy Mayor Stover. Further comments? All in favor? The motion is opposed. The motion is carried. Thank you, everyone.